Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in to our broadcast today. This is the day that the Lord's made. We're going to rejoice in it and be glad therein. Please stay tuned. Make sure you tell all your neighbors. Call them and let them know that we're on the air, that the Apostle Lonnie Starr is on the air. He has a word in his mouth that he believes that will be a blessing in to you and for you and in your life. Amen. Don't go nowhere. Remember, we do need your support to keep broadcasting on the radio. Make all donations to the Jesus Save Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. That's TJSM 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. Or make it right there on the World Wide Web at www.tjsm.org. Click on the donation page and make your donation right there. Remember, you can email me at gojesusnow@aol.com. You can also call me at 718-574-2244. We'd be so happy to hear from you. Also, don't forget, you can get us 24-7 at 1-213-992-4339. That's by your telephone. All right, stay tuned. Have a great day. Heal my body. God bless you. Good morning. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm your host, Apostle Lonnie Starr. So glad that you're tuning in today, and this is going to be a great day for us. We're going to give God the praise because we know God got something good planned for us. We have here in the studio Evangelist William Eugene. William, God bless you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing blessed, Bishop. I'm doing good.
Amen.
God bless me.
God bless you. This is another day's journey. You're glad about it, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Praise
we'll
him.
Give God the praise and everything for that. I tell you, God is good. Today on this broadcast, I want to talk about, will your work survive? Will it survive?
Will it survive?
Will the work survive? That's what I want to talk about. Will your work survive? Will your work survive? That's what I want to talk about. Will your work survive? I mean, there's a lot of things we're going to do. And Jesus even said in one scripture, you remember, Evangelist, he said, depart from me, for I know you're not.
Yep.
I don't want to preach and hear those words.
Jesus, Lord.
But somebody's going to hear it.
You're going to hear it. Somebody got to hear it.
Somebody's going to hear, depart from me, for I know you're not. You work of iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want that to be said about me in the book of 1 Corinthians. It talks about all the work we do, but God going to try it. Like all these churches we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And they want to start church, but God going to try that.
That's
Let's
right.
take a look at something. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12. Let's pray first. Eternal Lord, God our Father, we bless you. We thank you for this word
Lord.
Today. Have your way in this service, oh God. Touch somebody's heart.
Jesus.
Save someone and deliver someone. Forgive
yes,
and set free is my prayer, Father, in Jesus'
in
name.
Jesus' name.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12, said, now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble. Now, watch this. Then he goes on to say, every man's work shall be made manifest.
That's right.
For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire.
Fire.
And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is.
Jesus, Lord.
Isn't that something?
Yes,
then he goes on to say, if any man's work abide, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward.
Shall receive a reward.
If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss.
Mm-hmm.
But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Now, when I think about that, Evangelist,
yeah.
My thing is, right, I want to make sure that I'm all right with God. I don't want to get to the place that I'm not sure I'm all right with God. I want to be sure that I'm all right with God.
I want to be sure.
Yes, I want to be sure that I'm all right with God. I want to be sure that I'm all right with God. I want to be sure that I'm all right with God. That's what I want. I want to be sure that I'm all right with God. That's what I want. I want to be sure that I'm all right with God. That's what I want.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to be sure that I'm all right with God. I don't want to play around with my salvation.
Yep.
I don't want to play with the salvation. I want to be sure. And if I die, I want to make sure that I'm all right with God.
Jesus.
I don't want to take no chances now when I don't have to, when I can get it right.
Mm.
It's like we on this radio. You got a program that you're doing now every Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't want to take no chances of doing this every week, and then God said, I don't approve of it.
Depart from me.
What good is it?
No good.
What good is it for you and I to come here?
No good.
And we're speaking on the radio and telling people about Jesus, and when God examines it, he say, oh, that wasn't real.
You workers of iniquity.
That wasn't real. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear nothing about it's not going to be any good. I want to hear, well done. That's what I want to hear.
Yes.
I want to hear, well done.
Well done.
Thou good and faithful servant. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear God say, well done. I don't want to hear nothing else. I want to hear him say, well done. That's what
good
I want.
And faithful servant.
I want to hear God say, well done. That's what I want God to say. And if anybody have anything else, that's them, but not me. I want to hear the Lord say, well done.
Oh,
you know, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear the Lord say, well done. That's exactly what I want to hear. I want to hear the Lord say, well done. What would you say about it, William?
I want to hear that from God also, because what sense? It makes no sense to me. I'm doing the gospel, the good news, and I'm living the other way. You know, It don't make no sense to me. No sense for any Christian. It's best you go back out there and live like you want to live. But you can't do the gospel and live in sin. There's a scripture that say, if you're holy, be holy still.
Right.
If you're filthy, be filthy still.
Right.
So you got to make up your mind. You got to really make up your mind how you want to live, because we can't talk one talk. We can't do that. And then God, when you meet God one day, he tells you, I don't know you.
Hey, I don't want to hear that.
Turn away from me. I don't know you.
I really don't want to hear that.
And I'll be like, God, I cast out demons in your name, and I did all this in your name, Lord. But God still say, I don't know you.
I don't want to hear that.
Nah, I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear,
Jesus,
I don't know you. I don't. You know what?
Mm.
I don't want to be here preaching, and I'm here every day.
Mm.
5 days a week or 7 days a week on some programs.
My God.
And then I die, and then when I meet Jesus, he tell me, well, your work was in vain. I don't want to hear that.
For nothing? Nah.
He said, you know, you weren't real. I don't want to hear that. You're not real. And none of this work that I've done, it means nothing.
Nothing.
I don't want to hear that.
Nope.
I want to hear, well done.
Well done.
Thou good and faithful servant.
Faithful servant.
Let's put that scripture back on the screen a minute, and let's take a look at it from the scripture. Now, what it says? It says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse 12, what it say?
Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble.
Now, that means if it's not right, God ain't going to accept it. We can sing, we can preach.
You have to.
And all of that, but if your heart is not right.
That's right. That's right.
Christ Jesus will not accept it. So he said, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble, it's not going to be no good.
Jesus, Lord.
Then the next verse says what?
Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire.
Mm-hmm.
And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is.
God's going to try my work.
My Jesus.
Evangelist, the Lord, now I've been here doing this for, I celebrated 1 year yesterday on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Now, we have, this month, I looked at it, over almost 13,000 people viewed this broadcast and listened to it.
Jesus.
But what good is that going to do? And Jesus tell me, it was all iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
It don't mean nothing.
It means nothing.
What good is that going to be?
No good.
What good would that do me or anyone for me to preach every day on the radio and get all these people listening? And thank God for the listeners. I really appreciate
that.
Yeah. But what good is it going to do for me if Christ look at it and say it's no good?
Jesus.
He said every man's work shall be made manifest. In other words, God going to bring it out and reveal it, right? For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire.
Mm.
So God going to check it by fire.
Mm.
And the fire shall try every man's work.
God try.
Of what sort it is. So the fire will see whether my work was real or not.
Jesus.
See, you and I can't tell now. I mean, you know, you can't look at another man's work and tell.
You can't.
No, but God says it's going to be tried by fire. And I put the fire on the screen. The fire is the event of something burning, often destructive.
Mm-hmm.
So God's going to put fire there, and anything that's not right is going to burn up.
It's going to burn up.
Whatever is not right shall not survive.
Right.
Whatever is wrong will not survive.
Burn up. Wow.
Whatever is wrong is going to burn up. If I can preach, I preach every day now.
Go ahead.
But all that is going to mean nothing if it's not right.
Jesus.
And my thought is, will your work survive the fire?
Will it survive?
In other words, can it be tested? When God tests it, what is he going to say?
Oh, Lord.
And one of the commentaries, it says, perhaps there is here an allusion to the purifying of different sorts of vessels under the law from the Old Testament.
Yeah.
All that could stand the fire was to be purified by the fire.
Jesus.
And those which could not resist the actions of the fire was to be purified by water. Now, you'll find that in Numbers 31 and 23. So, regardless what we say, God is going to check us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you were saying, we were saying earlier before
the
show.
Yeah, we were, yeah.
God is going to check us. Preach all we want to.
That's right.
We can dance, we can sing,
right.
As you brought out, you said, no matter how long you've been in church, that really ain't going to make no difference.
Mm.
That ain't gonna, you know, my daddy was a pastor. My mama was a pastor. I grew up. That's not going to make any difference.
Oh, God.
The Bible tells us that God going to check our work by fire. And in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse 15, it said, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. But so, even the work is burned up, you'll be saved, but then you got to be checked out by fire too.
You got to be checked out.
That's kind of dangerous, isn't it?
It is dangerous. It is. It is. It is dangerous.
I mean, come on now. You know, it's like when you take an exam in school and you're waiting for the results.
Yeah.
You think you know it.
You think.
But you want to see what the instructor says, what kind of grade they give you.
Jesus.
The fire. The thing is, I want to bring out today is, let's make sure what we do is according to Scripture.
According to Scripture.
You know, we were talking about earlier, whatever the Scripture says, I said I agree with it.
That's what it is.
Even though if I'm not doing it, I still agree with Scripture.
It's still right.
Because Scripture is right.
That's right.
Now, how can I disagree with Scripture and expect it to work?
Mm-hmm. You can't.
If God says, forgive others, and then I won't forgive, can I be saved?
No, you can't be saved. You can't be saved. No.
That when God sends the fire, I just want to know how many people works are going to stand.
That's what it's saying, Bishop. That is what it's saying. The fire is just to reveal you, to try you to see what you're made up of.
Right.
If you're the man or the woman. You know, you think you are.
Right.
So that's what the fire is for, just to try you out. Then when it reveals you, you better be living good.
You better be
your
real.
Your life better be, you know, lined up with the word. So.
And the Bible said he's going to try you by fire. Now, let's look at something here. In God's Word translation, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12, read what it said.
People may build on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, or straw. The day will make what each one does clearly visible, because fire will reveal it.
In other words, now listen, let's back up that. It said we may build upon it with what?
Gold,
silver, precious stone, wood, hay, straw.
Yeah.
Now, you and I may be looking at somebody, or you may be looking at me. You say, man, pastor doing with gold. But the Bible says in the next verse what?
That they will make what each one day one does clearly visible.
God gonna bring it out to see where it's real or not.
Reveal you.
The day will make what is one does clearly visible, because fire will reveal it.
Make it seen.
That fire.
You can't hide.
I want to know, will our work survive the fire?
Jesus Lord.
When God tests us.
Mm.
What are some of the ways God can test it? What about, look at Bishop Eddie Long. I think he's got a good test. And I heard that he's doing good, and I'm not in a negative sense about him right now, because I don't know the whole story.
Okay.
But with what that scandal that was put upon him, public, worldwide, that's a fire, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Now, whether he's guilty or not guilty, but isn't that a fire to be accused of molesting boys?
Jesus. Yep.
Who's it? Pope Benedict, he just resigned. And they said the reason he resigned because he was forced. The Pope of the Roman Catholic Church.
He was forced.
Because he had allowed so many boys and guys being molested under his tenure.
That's a fire.
That's a fire.
Yep.
So the fire will show whether or not whether you're real or not. How about when you're working and you're preaching and then the money cut off?
Jesus, Lord.
I was listening to a preacher this morning. He was saying when God called him, he had a corporate job making good money, and God told him, said he had to go for the church. He said, but man, things got real rough because the money wasn't coming in.
See that?
Mm. But that's the fire.
Would you withstand the fire?
Can you stand the fire? Will you, keep on serving God when you don't have money?
Jesus.
Will you go to church when you don't have a job?
It's not easy.
Will you keep on praising God when your bank account, when you have no tithes to give?
It's a fire.
I remember one of my ladies, one of my members in the church, they was doing bad. This is back 20-some years, almost 30 years ago. And I remember she used to put pennies in the offering. Mm-hmm. Pennies, that's all she had. Pennies in the offering. But then God blessed them. I think in 1990, her husband got about $150,000, and they started doing good again.
Jesus. Yep.
But they had to go through that fire.
They had to go through it.
That fire is what I want, you know.
Jesus.
Will we stand when we're in the fire?
Jesus, Lord.
How would I act in the fire? How would I respond in the fire? Is my work genuine? Would I keep on preaching?
Yeah.
When I look in the offering bucket and there's only pennies and quarters in there?
Mm.
I think Bishop William L. Bonner, the pastor of the Church of Our Lord Jesus Christ in Manhattan, this preaching machine, he tells the story in one of his books that this mountain shall come down. When he began to preach, I think it was in Chicago. I forgot where it's at. But anyway, in his offering tray, he said some Sundays, he would just have pennies. But he kept on preaching. He never stopped preaching. And he said, in his book, he said, they told him, said he had three strikes against him. Number one, he couldn't preach. And he had two strikes. Number one, he didn't know how to preach. And number two, he was ugly. That's what he said, that they said about him. Bishop William L. Bonner.
The fire bishop.
But he had to preach through that.
Yeah.
And he said the bishop came in and set him down.
Jesus.
But he had to preach through that.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's the head over all the churches of the Lord Jesus Christ.
My God.
But look what he went through.
He tells
a story in his book. He said one time the offering went down so low in the church, and they had refinanced the church. And the bank had took a foreclosure on the church.
Mm.
And he said he went to this lawyer's office in Chicago, I think. And I think it was like on the 8th floor. And he said when he went up to the lawyer's office, he said his mind was to go jump out the window.
My Jesus, wow.
He said his mind was to jump out the window because he had no money.
Yeah.
And he was about to lose the church.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he said it was a Jewish lawyer, and he went before the Jewish lawyer, and he told the Jew that they was having hard times, and the lawyer listened to him. He told the lawyer, "I'm thinking about giving up."
Think about, yeah.
And he said the lawyer told him, "Why are you worrying about the building? God didn't tell you about the building. He said preach to the people."
Wow.
He said you are to preach to people, not the building.
Yeah.
Because Bishop Bonner said he was worried about losing the building. He wasn't worried. He said he had got to the place. All he was worried about was keeping that beautiful building.
Mm, mm, mm.
But they was about to lose it.
Mm.
And he said the Jewish man told him, said, "Aren't you a preacher?" Said the guy. Said, "Yeah, I'm a preacher." He said, "Well, God didn't call you to preach to a building.
Jeez,
he called you to preach to people."
See that? See that?
Isn't that something that the year when God don't give you what you want?
My Jesus.
But you still got to serve him anyway?
You still got to serve him. You see that? I can talk about that a little bit.
Go ahead.
There's sometimes, you know, when the, especially when, let's say for me, when your money's really low,
right?
And you got your family to feed, you got food to buy, you got your laundry to wash, you got your clothes to wash, you got, you know, you got your bills to pay,
right?
You know, it's really a fire.
It's a fire.
It's a fire because now. Now you're going to hear that little voice talking to you now. You're going to hear that devil telling you, "You know what? You know what? I thought Jesus was with you. I thought he was with you all this time. You talk about him all the time. Now, is he showing up for you?" Now, that's a fire. Now, that's a fire to really try me to see if I'm real, if I'm going to stand up on God's words or not. Because I can go back. I can go in the street and go to the corner side and start selling reefer.
Right.
These are the things you behind when you're in when you're going through it. But you got to stand in it, and this is what Christ is saying here. You got to, because the fire is what reveals you, and when He reveals you, you better be living according to the word, because it's going to show.
What about when people that are sick, evangelists, for no apparent reason they get sick? It's like the pastor down in North Carolina. She's in the hospital now. And when you came up, I was talking to her on the phone.
Yeah.
And like our evangelist Charlene,
yeah,
Steve Bourne.
Yeah.
Very powerful woman, anointed woman of God.
Yeah.
And now she's sick.
It's the same fire. But
that's the fire, isn't it?
It's the same fire. Because sometimes we talk about the woman with the issue of blood.
Right.
Now you're going through that issue of blood.
Right.
And now we read about that lady, the lady with suffered for 12 years. But now we don't know how to go through it. We don't know what she went through.
Right.
But now God got to put you through it because you keep talking about it.
We know good and well it wasn't easy for her to get through
it. It's
that
easy.
And like a lot of people, you know, they look at you going through.
Yeah.
And they think it's nothing.
It's nothing.
But when you're going through it, it's something.
It's you going through it.
And that's a fire.
Yes. Yes.
And how are we going to maintain in the fire?
How are we going to, my God.
Are we going to give up in the fire? Because the Bible said the works will be burnt up.
Yeah.
You know, if it can't stand the fire, if the work can't stand the fire, it's going to be burned up. Look at the next verse. It says, if what a person has built survives, he will receive a reward. If.
Bless the Lord.
Now, the word survive there is a very interesting word. Isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Can you survive the fire? Will your work survive? That's the key. Will your work survive the fire? That's the key.
Wow.
Hello?
Yeah.
Will your work survive the fire? Mm-hmm. Can you survive it?
Jesus.
Will you survive it? Will you survive it?
Jesus.
And that, you know what that means? The word survive means to continue to live through hardship.
Hardship, my long suffering.
Or adversities.
Jesus.
It means, can you go through your hardship? It's like you heard somebody say, I'm a cancer survivor. Okay. They went through that cancer. It wasn't easy.
It wasn't easy.
I was talking with a lady this morning on my broadcast, and she was saying how for 5 years she'd been cancer-free, and now they think they found another trace of cancer. So she's going back today to get her report. But I'm saying to those of you that's listening, it's nothing because you're not in it.
You're not in it.
But those of us that's going through the fire, we want to know that we're going to survive.
Bless the Lord.
What happens to a person if a person has built something, it'll survive. But if it don't survive, that means it's burned up.
Burned up. For example, when I look at our church, Jesus Saved Ministry.
Right.
When I look at this place, you know, a lot of testimonies about it. God really helped you out while you were doing the building.
Right.
But now it may look like we're going through a great fall. We may look like now we're going through a drought.
Right.
That's just our season.
That's the fire.
We just go through our fire. But we're going to go through the fire together. But go ahead.
No, go ahead.
But the thing is now, God wants to see... God want to see who He called, which is you, Bishop. And
right.
He want to see if the members will stick through the fire.
Right.
And that's when He's going to reveal us to see who we really are. If the talk we talk really lined up. You know, we say, you know what, I'm Christian, I'm holy, I'm Holy Ghost filled, water baptized, whatever. Yeah. That's just one part of it. But will your action stand up?
Can you survive the fire?
Can you survive?
That's the whole key.
Can
you survive the fire? Will you survive the fire? You know, my mother used to say, talk is cheap. This is my mother. But she said it takes money to buy land. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Talk is cheap. But when the pressure comes, will you take it? Will you stand?
Jesus.
Will you hold on? What you've been preaching, will you stand on what you've been preaching?
Jesus.
Will you continue walking according to the word of God?
Jesus.
Will you wait on God like you said you would? You've been telling everybody else to wait on God. But what about when you got to wait? Will you wait? Will your work burn up now?
Comes back and bite you.
Amen. See, that's what I'm talking about. If what a person has built survives, he'll receive a reward. But if it don't survive, you ain't going to get nothing.
Yes. Nothing.
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 Said, if what you've done survives, you get a reward. The next verse says, if his work is burned up, he will suffer loss. He will suffer the loss.
Suffer the loss.
Everything you did will be nothing.
My Jesus.
You know, I think it's in Ezekiel chapter 3. I believe it is. Let me see. I think it's Ezekiel chapter 3. And it talks about how if a righteous man begin to commit a sick iniquity and God put a stumbling block in front of him and the man dies, the Bible says he lost everything that he worked for. It's gone. It's gone.
Jesus.
God said he won't remember that no more if that guy don't repent. All your righteousness is gone down the drain. So if we don't survive this fire, William, if we don't survive it, all we did was nothing. It would mean nothing.
In vain.
It'll mean nothing.
Jesus.
If we don't survive the fire, if we don't go through the fire and make it through the fire. See, the key is making it through the fire.
That's right.
Making it through the fire.
You can't escape.
If you give up,
uh-huh.
It's too late.
Late. Yeah.
Everything you did is gone.
Yes. Yeah.
The Bible said it's gone.
It's gone.
If you give up, because it's got to be tried by fire.
Got to be tried.
To see whether you're real or not. You don't know until you be tried. Me personally, I'm using Eddie Long again.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, because I'm heterosexual, I assume. I don't know how it would be if I. I don't want to be. I don't even want to speculate on anything else but a heterosexual.
Right. Right.
My point is, me personally, that is some fire he had to go through. Let's just say he's guilty. I mean, he's innocent.
Okay.
To have that railed against you and those accusations, and being sued in court and going through a public trial and people making their remarks about you.
Assumptions, yeah.
That's some fire, isn't it?
For the whole world to see.
The whole world to see.
Yeah.
If that man survived that, that's some work, isn't it?
I'm telling you.
That's some work.
Something. There's something there.
And like Carlton Pearson, there was another preacher. He was up so high, and everybody went against him when he came up with the gospel and inclusion. This man lost his church. He lost everything. He lost everything. Bishop Larry Trott, I talked about him last night, when he got sick with cancer, then his wife left him. Then he lost that church. The church went foreclosure. Then he lost his house and all his furniture. Then his son, one of his children, went and got on drugs. And this man lost over 150 pounds.
That's a fire. Yeah, that's really.
That's
really
a fire.
Yeah.
And now to see him get up and preach, under the anointing, the way he preaches.
Yeah, he survived.
Oh, my God, he survived the fire.
He survived.
And that my question today, how many of you out there listening, will your work survive?
Will you survive?
Will you survive the hardship? Will you survive it? Will you survive? Look at Job. You know, your father-in-law talks about Job a lot.
All the time.
All right?
Yeah.
Job went through a fire, didn't he?
Oh, Lord.
He went through a fire.
Jesus.
And he survived it.
He survived it.
William, I don't know. I don't. God, please don't let me go through them kind of fires. But Job lost what his sons and his daughters.
Everything he had.
And look, like popping your finger, bam, bam, bam.
Uh-huh.
The man lost everything. Then he lost. Then he got sick.
Jesus.
He got so sick they put him. His wife. He had to get out the house. Can you imagine being so sick that your wife don't want you to sleep in the house? Now, one of our members was like that. I'm going to tell you something. Elder Hill, he just died last year in June.
Yeah.
2 years before he died, or maybe 3 years, his wife didn't want him sleeping in the bed with her no more. He had to go sleep in another room.
Yep.
Tell his father-in-law.
Yeah, yeah.
His wife said she didn't want him sleeping in the bed because he pee on the bed.
Okay.
So she put him in another room. And he had to hold on.
Mm. He had to hold on.
This man told me, William, he said some evenings they would leave him, say 7 o'clock, give him some bread to eat and no water to drink, and leave him all night long.
Jesus.
And nobody checked on him until the next morning when the nurse's aide, health care came around 8 a.m. in the morning.
He had to go through.
Isn't that a type of fire?
It is.
When everything you got, your sons, you remember his daughter got angry at me, remember? At the funeral, you heard about it? Because I preached about what he told me.
Okay.
And she got angry and said, I had no business saying it. But he's the one told me. He said when he was sick, nobody came to visit.
Nobody came.
His children didn't come to see him. They didn't call him. They didn't do anything.
That's a fire. I heard it. That's a fire.
That's a fire. Will your work survive the fire?
Mm.
Will your work survive the fire? It's like our evangelist, my own evangelist,
yeah,
a woman I love so much,
yeah.
Evangelist Charlene Steve Bourne.
Yeah.
She was so powerful in church.
Jesus.
This woman did all the paperwork for me. She did everything. She ran.
Mm.
And now Lasha has a stroke.
Mm.
Now she's going through. She made mention on her Saturday broadcast, and she said that she hadn't driven her car since last year in June.
Wow.
Now, here's a woman got a car sitting in the yard, can't even drive it. Here's her body. That's a fire.
It is.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand me. I'm not by any means saying that we need to go through a fire. But I'm saying if you do go through the fire, will you survive it?
Will you survive it?
Will you keep your faith in God? And that's one thing I can say about the evangelist. She still keeps her faith in God. Even though somebody had to bring her to church.
Yeah.
And Saturday, Sunday, boy, she got blessed, didn't she?
That's what happened, sir.
Man, she came in with a cane. Yeah. She was blessed on this past Sunday. And you know the devil didn't like that. He's doing everything he can to hurt her.
I'm telling you.
But she survived the fire.
She survived it.
And that's what I'm talking about today. Will your work survive the fire?
Mm-hmm.
Will your praying survive the fire?
Mm.
Will your teaching survive the fire?
Yeah.
You've been telling everybody else how good God is.
My Jesus.
But now, since you're in the fire, are you giving up? Are you trusting God? What are you doing?
Mm.
See, that's the key. Will your works survive the fire? That's the key.
Survive the fire.
Will your works survive the fire? I want to play Darvin Hobbs every day. Listen to this.
Better. something for me that you do.
I can't comprehend it, no.
Though I tried and tried, you know, but the words won't come. Though I just keep trying.
Hallelujah. Every day. Mine, all mine. I got something wonderful too. Hold that just for a minute. Now, you remember I told you earlier, I said earlier about concerning the Ezekiel saying if a righteous man commits iniquity,
yeah,
that his righteousness will be gone no more. And that's, I mean, will never be remembered. Now, I want to put that on the screen for the purpose of letting us know that we must survive this fire. It says there in Ezekiel chapter 18, when a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity and dies in them for his iniquity that he has done, shall he die?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's very important, isn't it?
It is.
He's going to die.
He's going to die.
But guess what? Mm-hmm. What the next verse says? Again, when the wicked man turns away from his wickedness that he has committed and does that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul.
Save his soul.
So if we give up in this test, if you give up in this problem,
yeah,
it's all over.
Over for you.
We can't give up.
Over for me.
We can't give up.
No, we can't.
We're going through the fire, but we can't give up, sisters and brothers.
Mm.
Don't let the devil cause you to give up. What it said, because he considers and turns away from all his transgressions that he has committed, he shall surely live. He shall not die.
Shall not die.
That's the wicked man. But watch this. Yet, says the house of Israel, the way of the Lord is not equal. O house of Israel, are not my ways equal? Are not your ways unequal? Says the Lord. So what God is saying, some people when they're going through the fire, they're saying God ain't treating them right.
Okay. Oh Lord.
God is not equal. God is not fair.
Yeah.
And God said, but my ways are fair. My ways are fair. God says, my ways are fair.
Mm.
You're the one that gave up in the fire.
You gave up.
When the Hebrew boys went in the fire, they didn't give up.
They didn't give up. They kept steadfast.
When they went in the fire, they did not give up.
No.
Hello?
They stood. They stood for what they believed.
The Bible says, and look, watch, let me back up some a little bit. The Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 24, but when the righteous turn away from his righteousness and commits iniquity and does according to all the abominations that the wicked man doeth, shall he live.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All his righteousness that he has done shall not be mentioned.
All right.
In his trespass, that he has trespassed, and in his sin that he has sinned, in them shall he die.
Yes.
And everything you did is gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to tell everybody today.
Jesus.
If you give up in this fire that you're going through, everything that you worked for and been serving God for all these years is gone.
Jesus, you can't give up.
William, if you give up now, if I give up now, I've been saved 38 years. If I give up now because of what I'm going through, everything that I ever did, they tell you about things that I used to do the way the church used to be,
uh-huh.
It won't mean nothing. It won't mean nothing.
Nothing.
It's all gone.
Everything.
Everything is gone. If I give up in the fire, that's what he's talking about. When you're going through the fire, if you give up, everything is gone.
Everything is gone.
Everything is gone.
Gotta stand
here. Let's look at this. Let's look. If you give up now, son, if you give up,
yeah,
all that you done learned, everything you did for Christ is all over.
Mm.
It's gone.
For example, four days ago, you know, I went to a job interview. And the job interview was, this is how it goes. I told the guy, he asked me what days I don't want to work, what days I want to take off. I said Wednesday and the Sunday. Because Sunday is my day for Jesus. That's my only day I come with, you know, together with the people to worship. And the thing is, because I'm not working, it may look like I'm stupid. Because I'm not working, it may look like I'm foolish. But the thing is, I love Jesus more. I know at the end of the day, he's going to take care of me. So when he take care of me now, so because I didn't take the job, it may look like I'm a clown. But I rather my spiritual life to be active than to go back dormant. But the thing is, that was a test for me. But I had to survive it. I had to stand up and on truth, which is Christ, which is the gospel. I'd rather serve him more than every modern man, and that was just the thing about me. I'd rather be with him. So I had to survive. I had to tell a guy, you know, I'm not sure.
What did he offer you? What did he try to get you to do?
He wanted me to work. He wanted me to work from 12 in the afternoon to closing time, 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to have no time for
no Bible study.
No Bible study. So
no Friday service.
No Friday deliverance night. No Sunday worship.
No Sunday worship.
So everything was about to be taken away from me. I know I could pray. I know everybody say, yeah, you could pray. You don't have to go to church. But at the same time, God say, don't forsake the saints. Of
don't neglect to assemble yourself together. That's what he said.
So sometimes you really got to stand up for what you believe, because it is a fire. It is a test I had to go through. But I know God will take care of me.
And if you would have gave in to the test, you would have lost all the fire that you have for Jesus.
Everything, Bishop. And I saw it. I saw it. He put, you know what he said? He will reveal you.
Right.
I saw it. I saw my spiritual life was going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to make the choice right there. I had to make it right there. I had to say, you know, so I'll get back to you later. I'll think about it.
And you said you offered to give him every other Sunday. He wouldn't take that.
Sunday in, Sunday out.
He didn't want you. Wouldn't work with you at all.
No, he wouldn't work with me. He wouldn't compromise.
Just wanted you to give up Jesus.
Just give up everything. But you know what? I know just like the three Hebrew boys, you know, they stood and they said, even though God didn't show up, I was still that bound. Now I love them boys. He said, if God don't show up, I will still not bow down to your God.
That's what he said.
And that was the thing is, even though I didn't get the job on time like I really needed, I will still not neglect Jesus for nobody else.
There it is. See, that's what, ladies and gentlemen, when Paul said your work will be tried by fire,
yeah,
we will find out if we are really real.
Mm-hmm.
Some people that you trust ain't going to turn away from you. And I don't want that to happen, but it's just going to happen.
Yeah.
As you were saying earlier, we were talking, these people talking about getting married, all of a sudden the person talking about he don't think they're going to make it.
Mm.
I mean, come on, that's not, where's
no,
the love?
No.
Love covers a multitude of fault.
That's right.
If you love somebody,
that's right.
They may have some fault, but that love that you have will cover
that's right.
that.
That's right.
And you'll right. pray with them.
Bible says perfect love casts out all fear.
That's exactly what it says. So now,
yeah.
When you go through the fire, ladies and gentlemen,
mm.
do like Brother William did. He refused to bow down.
Yeah. Bless the Lord.
Even though you need a job, you need the job.
Mm.
You need the finance.
Yeah.
But if it's going to take you away from Christ, you refused it.
Yeah.
Amen. That's
Amen.
That's
Amen.
That's what I want to say to y'all. Look, don't let the enemy beguile you and make you think that you've got to take his offer, because you don't.
You don't.
As I taught last night.
You don't.
Satan can't make you do nothing. He can suggest it. That's what he did to you.
Yeah.
He can't make you do it, but he can suggest.
Yeah.
Satan can suggest. And if you listen to his suggestion, remember he told Jesus to jump down off his temple. I'll give you everything you see. Jesus didn't do that. He said, it's written that thou shalt worship the Lord thy God and him only.
Yep.
And then he said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
Yep.
We can't allow Satan, when we go through the fire, to cause us to forfeit Jesus. We just can't do it.
We can't do it.
We just can't do it. We can't do it. We can't do it. We can't do it. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let the enemy beguile you and make you think that you got to give up Jesus, because you don't have to give up Jesus. You really don't have to give up Jesus. Let me just show you this, and we're going to go out pretty soon, because it's 11:52. Now, let me see something here. In the Message Bible, let's put that on the screen. In the Message Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12, what does it say we can read?
Take particular care in picking out your building material.
You know what that means? Mm. Don't be bragging about how strong you are. Don't try to be so big. You know what?
All right.
Just be a humble worker. He said, take particular care in picking out your building material.
Jesus, wow.
Now watch this. The next verse says what?
Eventually, there is going to be an inspection.
There's going to be an inspection to see whether you're real or not.
Inspection.
If you use cheap
or inferior materials,
you'll be found out. People will know who you are. Look, the Bible says you're going through the fire. You're going to be checked. You got to make sure. You know, this is the Message Bible. Evangelist Charlene Steve Bourne, she said it's plain ghetto. She called this plain ghetto. This is ghetto. This is where everybody can understand it. He said, eventually there is going to be an inspection. God is going to check you. You're going to be checked to see if you're real or not.
Mm-hmm.
If you use cheap or inferior materials, you'll be found out.
Yeah.
The inspection will be what? Through and rigorous. You won't get by with a thing.
You can't escape.
You can't escape. You're going to be tried in the fire, but you won't get by. That's what the Bible says. Then the next verse says what?
If your work passes inspection, fine.
Oh, my God. Oh, If it passed.
That's a relief.
But have you ever seen people? I've seen people with you in the same thing that you was tempted with the other day, right?
Yeah.
They gave up Christ, and they went on and began to work that job.
Mm-hmm.
And right today, they're still working, but they don't have no time for Christ.
I know. Yes.
They'll tell you right quick, oh, man, you know, I used to go to church, but I found out, man, you know, I watch TV every now and then. They don't have they lost the whole fire, man.
I watch T.D. Jakes on TV.
They lost the fire, man. Why? Because you didn't pass the inspection.
Yeah. My God. Thank you, Lord.
The next verse says what?
If it doesn't, your part of the building will be torn out and started over. But you won't be torn out. You'll survive. But just barely.
Jesus. Who wants to be like that?
No, I barely make it.
Just barely make it. No, we want to stay with Christ.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to go. I hope you enjoyed it today. We're glad that you stopped by today.
Yes,
go ahead and tell them about your broadcast, when you're going to have it, and invite everybody to tune in to you.
Oh, yeah, well, my broadcast will be on every Sunday afternoon from 3 o'clock to 4 p.m., and I would like you guys to come in and talk with us. Let's have a little talk with Jesus. That's my theme. So I would like you guys to stop by anytime. We're at the Jesus Save Ministry, 509 Evergreen between Putnam and Cornelia. Richton, New York, 11221. Anytime, stop by and we'll have a little talk with Jesus.
Plus, they can tune you in on www.blogtalkradio.com/TJSM2. They can tune right in there with you, and they can also call you while your broadcast is live at 718-574-7425. 2244, and they can be able to talk with you right there. Amen. He's doing a great work. So him and his wife is on every Sunday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Amen.
Have a little talk with Jesus, all right?
Amen.
Well, we enjoy being here today, and we thank God for all of you that tuned in. I'm going to get ready going down the road. My time is out. But I want you to know that will your work stand the test?
Stand the fire.
Will you stand the fire? Can you make it through the fire? Will you hold on in the fire? Will you hold on when you're tested? Will your work survive the fire? Well, I'm going to get ready to hit this road now.
Jesus.
And I'll see you again at 6 p.m. this afternoon. May God bless you. And I know one thing. God is good. Listen to this, Marvin Winans.
All the time.
I'm going home.